Good evening, folks. This is 10 Dozen Minutes of Malfunctioning Appliances with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and I believe we've got Jick on the line still.
Yeah, I believe I'm still here. I actually kind of liked that mashup.
I figured you would. It combines the hilarity of Nine Inch Nails is Closer with the awesomeness of the Beatles. It's good stuff.
I see. Yeah.
It is weird.
How you doing, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm annoyed with my, our ancient washing machine died, which is not really that surprising. But we had been saying, well, we'll wait till the washing machine dies, and then it's covered by our home warranty, and they'll replace it. And so when it died today, I discovered that it's not covered by our home warranty. So
yeah, home warranties, in my experience, cover everything except anything that breaks.
Well, at least the reason why we keep this one is it covers the furnace, which is definitely going to break in the next couple of years, because it's 50 some odd years old. It's as old as the house is.
I see. What do you need a furnace for?
A heat.
Oh, wait. Yeah. You don't live in Arizona. Cool. It's been like 100 and fuck here lately.
We've been getting like some 80 degrees and humidity, but then you just kind of retreat to the basement and hang out in the nice, cool basement.
Apparently, are you growing mushrooms down there?
Our vocals are good. No, after we got the new pump put in and everything. Before that, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, as your washing machine was breaking, apparently the refrigerator at the office was breaking too. Somehow there was nothing perishable in the refrigerator. It was like the refrigerator basically had like, I guess there were like a handful of leftovers and stuff, but like there was an entire crisper drawer filled with like condiment packets, and the rest of it was just like sodas and stuff.
That's
so, yeah. After no refrigeration for a few days, nothing smelled bad in there.
Yeah, our basement refrigerator currently has 3 or 4 boxes of the tobacco that you smoke in a hookah, and like 3 beers.
Are you supposed to refrigerate that stuff?
It comes refrigerated, so I figured I might as well.
Huh. I've taken to buying the little single serving ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just out on a shelf. Out in the sun.
Single serving for hookahs?
Yeah. It's like these little. It's like a little plastic. It's awesome because I would always buy the like $5 brick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Use it once and then not trust it 6 months later when it was time to break out the hookah again.
Right.
But they're $1 or maybe $1.25, something like that. And it's a little plastic cup with a foil sealed wrapper on top, and it's like just enough shisha to fill your bowl.
That's wild.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Yeah. When I went forever without seeing them, and then when I saw them, I was like, why wasn't it always like this? And then I realized it's because they didn't have plastic back in Persian days.
Right. Well, I thought they invented gunpowder the same time they invented plastic.
Oh.
So that they could make plastic explosives.
Right.
Or something. Yeah. And we tend to go through the shisha here because we have our roommate smokes maybe twice, 3 times a day, and I tend to hit it up maybe once a day.
Huh. Wow, that's crazy. For me, it's a special occasion kind of thing.
That's delicious.
I found it makes me hitch a little bit. Like it's weird. It's sometimes harsher than I remember cigarettes being. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I think you're doing it wrong. That would mean you've got too much heat on the coal on the tobacco, probably.
I see.
So you're burning it instead of roasting it.
I see.
Hookah, or doing it wrong. Well, we'll see what we can do, because we're going to have something to smoke during our Arkham Horror game over con, so.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be awesome. It's all atmospheric. I'll put torches. We're talking about repurposing the dining room as like a board game room.
Hmm.
And that'd be perfect for Arkham Horror. We could put torches on the walls, and everybody could drink absinthe and smoke a hookah.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Just not actually ever start playing the game.
I'm going to have to
Do you remember how to play it without all the expansions?
Yeah, we actually, the last couple of games, we've insisted on playing without the expansions. Because the expansions are really fun, but when you get the, like, 8-foot-long board and the 3-hour-long game, after a while you just kind of want to go back to your roots.
How quickly, knowing all the rules, how quickly can you actually finish a game of that?
We did 1.5 hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it one where everybody got killed?
Granted, it was a really good game. We kicked the shit out of the we didn't even have the monster wake up before we killed it.
I see.
But it seems the longest game that I've played has been 3 hours or so, and that was with 8 people.
Wow. It seems like the game is really designed to make combat incredibly dangerous.
It is, but there are also ways to just be ridiculously powerful in combat.
All right.
So, yeah.
I see. It seemed that, based on the rules that I saw, I was just trying very hard to avoid monsters, because it also, the monsters have sort of random power level as they're distributed, at least unless I was doing something wrong. I could also be doing that as wrongly as I was smoking a hookah.
Were you doing them at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can learn to do both properly at the same time when you're out here. We gotta see if MC Frontalot wants to play Arkham Horror.
Truly. I know Vaginal Bloodfart enjoyed playing it the one day he did.
Oh, that's good. Did you ever ask him about that movie where you were trying to find the last member of that set? I don't remember what movie it was.
Oh, I forget too. We're still trying to come up with one.
I guess we could jump into questions. A lot of these are, I guess we haven't, we did a Monday show right after Comic-Con, but there was no Thursday show last week because I was driving home from Comic-Con. Istanbul wrote, does the Shady Pirate drop anything anymore? Yeah, he still drops the safari hat. That's what provides the shade.
Right.
That was the actual joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for us.
Yeah.
That's an excellent joke.
Simeon says, for those of us that rest off beaten up, could there be a way for dwelling items to not give buffs until after the beaten up effect is gone? You know, that is actually a pretty good idea. I wonder if there is anyone who that would bother. If you're listening, chime in. Well, if you're listening and it applies to you, and you're not going to chime in with something other than fuck you, homo, then chime in. I guess that last part sort of goes without saying. We don't ever want that kind of feedback.
No. Unless we're being kind of, at the same time, gay and mean.
Right. Kimmy says, you probably get asked this a lot, but if we donate for Mr. Store Item, since it's a donation, can we claim it on our taxes? No, we're not a charity. Sorry. It'd be pretty hard to convince the government that we were providing some sort of, you know, public service.
No, the important thing is that we're not non-profit.
Yeah.
On purpose.
We're pro-profit. We're
entirely.
Step 3 profit. Doomlord 1375 says, performing in the tent takes 2 adventures, one to enter the tent and one to exit the tent. Is this intended? It's not, actually. And I think the exiting the tent does not get logged in the raid log as taking an adventure, so it doesn't use up a turn towards your Hobopolis run, but it does. Let's see if I can just fix this now.
Do you want me
here
to check out a question while you here? I do.
Sure.
Naked Jew says, now can the URL for this year's Choose Your Own Adventure be made public? This. Asterisk. And, yeah, it's what? Images.kingdomofloathing.com.
Actually, images.kingdomofloathing.com/CYOA, all lowercase, is like a container page.
Yeah.
That has all of the Choose Your Own Adventures linked on it. Okay, it should no longer take a turn to exit the stage.
All right, now it's my turn for you to take a question.
Okay. Putineska says, why do the leaderboards disappear at various times during the day? You know, that is an excellent question. They disappear at, well, it's probably the Holo Records updater runs, I think, every half hour. So it has got to be during the time when the files are being uploaded to. You know what I bet is happening? Okay, so there's a period of time when the files are being generated where the files do not exist on the dev server, and that is probably getting synced across to the live servers before the files are actually there. And so it's like, oh, this file isn't here anymore on the dev server. We need to delete it off of the live servers. because they're put straight into the live directory rather than going through the multi-stage process that most of the scripts go through. I should probably see if I can talk to Geth about exempting those, because that shouldn't happen. The longer it takes to generate the leaderboards, the higher the chance that that's going to happen at any given time. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can turn down the time threshold. Mekon says, why aren't bird form drops multi-usable? So inconvenient. They're fixed now. I think Zeno did that last week. NC Sorcerer says, wow, Jack, how do some of these people end up with like 10 Comic-Con codes? Probably by spending a bunch of money on eBay.
So. Yeah. I mean, there were people who
we did not tend to give
booth.
People more than two or three. Yeah.
There were people who grabbed stacks, and we were kind of too shocked and embarrassed to tell them not to. But
I guess sometimes that pile peeked out from behind the hiding place.
Yeah. I mean, we were assured by some people that they were taking them so they could give them to the moderators, but I don't know if that actually happened or not.
Teputorer says, I've learned that you can only input one reminder. It would be nice to have several, even if they all remind you to eat lasagna. So turning your reminder function into a sort of Garfield simulator?
Is Garfield just constantly have people reminding him to eat lasagna?
No, he's constantly reminding people that he eats lasagna.
Because
he doesn't have anything funny or interesting to say. I was looking at that code, and I think that I could probably make it go through and allow multiple reminders if you had them on separate lines, and I will probably do that because that seems like it would be a feature addition that couldn't possibly upset anyone.
I demand having fewer reminders. This feature is too rich for me. Anyway, go ahead.
Strong Bad Fan EX says, it was very nice to meet you all at your booth. Phoenix says, holy shit, made my day. Hope to see you next year, guys. Also, I totally should have given you my pilot so you could do a little gnome with a snow cone, Jick. That was Strong Bad Fan EX. Speaking of pilot, my wife was making fun of me for pronouncing Pontius Pilate's name Pontius Pilate.
How else would you pronounce it?
I don't know. She says Pontius Pilate.
I can go with a Pontius, but not Pilate at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if you were doing exercises, it would be Pontius Pilates, but...
Pontius Pilates, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know about it either. I've only ever heard it Pontius Pilate. And, let's see. Oh, Pontius Pilate is, it says pronounced... The Wikipedia article says it's pronounced Pontius... Actually, Pontius Pilate.
That makes
in
sense.
In Latin, Pontius Pilatus.
Yeah, but we're not in the Latin, are we?
We're not. Tom 93 says, how about a familiar that's more powerful the less meat you have? On hand, because then you could just closet it or leave everything in hanks, you know. I don't know.
There should be one that gets more powerful the more meat you have. The more Mr. Accessories you have.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. There's a ring that does that in Castlevania Portrait of Ruin. It gives you an attack bonus depending on how much gold you're carrying. A weapon that got more powerful the more meat you sank into it would be kind of awesome.
It's like a weapon infused with the soul of a bandit.
Yeah. SnuffStyle420 says, when you open the chat and it tells you what channel you're in, could it also tell you what channels you're listening to as well? That's probably something that wouldn't be too tricky. I think that feature predates the listening to multiple channels thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. StrongBadFannyX says, check it out. Post it on the CCI thread. The Comic-Con thread. Is his pictures from Comic-Con, which were awesome. Dr. Van Mojo says, for the female Moxie class avatar for this year's Comic-Con item, is it supposed to represent the lady friend of the man with the hat in XKCD? If so, do you think you could draw the hat on her like she's wearing it and then links to the XKCD comic? She's not necessarily that girl. She's just a girl in the style of XKCD.
But she's also, like, she's not wearing that hat at the beginning of that storyline.
Yeah.
And she's not wearing it at the end of that storyline.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was amazed, because you and I both know how deceptively complex stick figure art can be. I was amazed that somehow those stick figures looked like XKCD stick figures instead of Kingdom of Loathing stick figures.
I looked at them, man. They have the like oval shaped heads. The arms on XKCD stick figures typically go down to exactly the level of the crotch. It was a science, man. I spent seconds looking at XKCD comics.
You should probably in both of those avatars, you should put some kind of entertaining joke in the alt text.
Yeah,
just to continue the reference.
That's kind of funny, actually, or just some math. let's see. You got to hang out with Randall Monroe a bit, and I did not.
Yeah, briefly on that first day. After that, he was just kind of mobbed.
Yeah, I guess he made a my wife bought one of those Map of the Internet posters, and he made a little Kingdom of Loathing island on it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. I don't know if he did that on the one. Jenny bought one for the office, which we should put up. I hope he put the Kingdom of Loathing on that one too.
Because
then
we'll
know our place in the world, you know.
When it came out, I thought that some of the smaller islands actually had smaller player bases than we do.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that some of them did. But I don't think it was a deliberate omission.
No, I think at that point he hadn't really heard of us. It was heartening, though. Like, that was shortly after I started reading it. And when he put it up on the forums, a couple of people had said, "Hey, where's Kingdom of Loathing?" before I did. Which was good, because then I didn't have to. So that would have been kind of inappropriate.
You know, speaking of having to spend a few seconds looking at XKCD, I also had to spend a few seconds looking at goddamn Dinosaur Comics, which was a lot more time than I wanted to spend looking at Dinosaur Comics.
I like Dinosaur Comics.
You know, I don't hate it. I just hardly ever think that it's funny.
I hardly ever think that it's funny, but I'm never sorry that I've read them. Mm. Like, they're always interesting, at least.
Well, okay.
And the art.
Yeah, no. I can't wait to see what he does next.
It's like every day is a brand new day.
Subbot says, minor nitpick. Is it possible to make the plump, juicy grubs only show up on quick skills if you're in bird form, or gray them out if you aren't? I doubt that there is that possibility for logic built into quick skills. We might be able to just blacklist those if a bunch of people request that, then sure. But that is a relatively minor nitpick. Xenophobe's got some big stuff to work on right now, so I don't want to distract him with minor nitpicks. Madison14 says, is there a reason soft green echo eyedrop antidotes are in the MP items dropdown? If so, why? He says, I know you're laughing about my typo right now, so shut up. He typed, or she, Madison might be a girl's name if Splash has taught us anything. Type te instead of the. But, you know, I can usually tell when it's a typo, and I don't tend to draw attention to our question submitters' typos unless there are, like, 50 of them, or unless they draw attention to them themselves. We put them in there because a bunch of people asked for them to be in there, and that was why that happened. It's because we listen to you.
We're here for you. Help us help you.
Lance Jewell says, once again, it was my pleasure, or it was a pleasure meeting you in Comic-Con, and thanks for signing my Choose Your Own Adventure book. Well, you know, it was a pleasure being there and having Choose Your Own Adventure books to sign. Fineldar says, I would like to thank Xenophobe and Zlania for this great game. I think Fineldar's thanker is stuck on X. And Lance Jewell says, quandary, I noticed the plural of black pudding is black puddings. I thought stuff like pudding came in gobs, or is there a reference I don't get? No, you can have more than one pudding, and it's... You can say puddings, right?
I would think so. I think it...
We'd like three bread puddings. Or is it three breads pudding?
No, I think it would be three bread puddings.
Fineldar says, actually, I was listening to an old show where Jick Riff and Zeno, a smidgen, had some long, in-depth, interesting discussion about games and stuff, and Zeno blurts out in the middle of Jick's sentence with, can we take a music break? It's half over, ending the interesting discussion. Zeno, you're a douchebag. But it was Y-O-U-R a douchebag, so I think that's probably a compliment. I totally said your, not your. Do you pronounce your and your differently?
I don't tend to. I don't tend to think about it that much.
Well,
to be honest.
And he says, oh, great. Well, I hope that you didn't have... I'm using these We sort of rearranged the computer area in the bedroom, and I switched to a different desk and also a different set of speakers. And this is the set of speakers that does that horrible thing when a cell phone reconnects to the tower or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That always disturbs me because it just makes me think, if it can do that to speakers from, like, 4 feet away, what is it doing to my brain, man?
Yeah. Or your balls.
Hmm.
You can have a kid with, like, 40 heads.
We can only hope.
40 mouths to feed, though, is the problem. Hmm. But only one stomach.
Yeah, so really you're not doing any more cooking. You're just smaller portions.
Yeah. Fineldar also says, Scully, mashups always suck. What's the point of smashing a good song in with a terrible song randomly for no reason, making it all bad? There's only one or two possible mashups that can be good, but the rest suck. Please stop playing them. You know, as much as I don't get your fascination with mashups, I gotta disagree with him. There are an infinite number of possibly good mashups. You know, I would not say that there have been 10 made that were good.
I'll bet in this folder I have 10 that I thought were pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, but your good recognizer is clearly broken.
No, it's just that you haven't heard a lot of music, so...
What?
A lot of these, you wouldn't have heard one or the other songs, and then you wouldn't think it was any good. Like, Are You Gonna Be My Dirty Girl is fantastic. Mashup of Christina Aguilera and Jet. Guns N' Hoses, fantastic. Lynyrd Skynyrd versus Nelly. Mash Me Amadeus, very, very good. Smells Like Booty, Pinocchio Head on LSD.
Smells Like Booty was good, and the thing is, I don't think that I have to have heard the song, because I've only heard the original version of Bootylicious in response to wanting to know what it sounded like. That mashup is very good, despite not knowing either of the songs, right?
Yeah.
Not that I didn't know Smells Like Teen Spirit, but... I disagree that's the important thing. Although, yeah, I don't care that I don't know of Christina Aguilera songs or Nelly.
That's the one Nelly song that everybody's heard, though.
I see.
But, either you get... Say you have, like, a good song and a bad song, and you mash them together. You wind up with something that's totally different from the good song and much better than the bad song, so that's not a problem. Sometimes you take two bad songs, you mash them together, you get a great song. Sometimes you take two good songs, mash them together, and get a third song that's equally as good. So
sometimes the bowl wins.
Yeah. Sometimes you eat the bar. Sometimes the bar, he eats you.
Fineldar says, I would like to thank you guys for keeping the Wonderwall shield image for something else when you changed it. I loved that picture. Yeah, it made a lot more sense to use it for the rainbow thing, because the Wonderwall was described, and then I drew it without reading the description, which happens every once in a while, and it's always very obvious when that happens. I was okay with the way that turned out. Tyler Zalt says, can we have a link back to the bat hole on the screen where you adventure in Guano Junction without stench resistance? Yeah, I'm not positive why there isn't one. It could be... Hell, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure why that's like that. I'll make a note of it, he said, as he made a note of it, very slowly. Why is the wiki so unresponsive?
Probably because you're not meeting its needs.
That could be. Alrighty. That's noted sufficiently now. Well says, did you have fun at Comic-Con? Yes.
Indeed. It was an epic Comic-Con for the generations.
Watts says, if we have multiple items like Chester's bag of candy, why can we still only use them once a day? Well, because items do not have an identity. So, I'm willing to sacrifice the narrative on that for the coolness of items that have a once per day use. Sometimes, no. You know, like the narrative on Frosty's ice ball, that just would not have made any sense if you were able to get more than one of them. So there is that limited category of items of which you can only own one And those can really only exist in clan dungeons, I think. I suppose it's possible that I could make a regular drop that was like that, but that would create a really weird situation if it was something low level that could actually be ascension relevant, because if you get the item, if it was some item that was really good for ascension and you got it in one ascension, you would never be able to use it again.
Right.
So I feel like that would irritate the kind of people who want to make the most of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It would irritate me on a conceptual level too. But you know that those, because it's like, oh, you melted this one, why couldn't you throw the one that you didn't melt? You know, so I just decided to make it so you could only have one of those. And I feel like that's a good enough. Yeah, I have no idea what I was
good
about
enough.
To say.
I feel like it was good enough. Yeah.
Like C for cookie, it was good enough for me. Like water for chocolate, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Nexomox says, what is the easiest way to get Moxie?
Destroy your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of the women.
Yes. Ripper Jack says, so tell me why you don't send out thank you cards to people that donate.
Clearly you've never donated.
Yeah, good answer.
Or your thank you card got lost in the mail.
PSY says, any chance we could get the Hobopolis chat channel to stay activated when clan hopping? I looked into that for a little while, and it must not have been easy to fix, or it would have gotten fixed at the time when it was brought to our attention the first time. So I'll try and remember to talk to Zeno about that at some point. Yeah. Desert Magic says, in the item description of Staff of the Greasefire, the hot and sleaze aren't colored. That is madness! Oh, really? I think because that is just like a hard-coded cosmetic enchantment. Let me look. So, blue violet, sleaze. No. Huh. I can't. I don't see how that would be, I don't know. Huh. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I've lost it, Mr. Scarlett. I'm stammering and stuttering and...
Did you take your Hugh Grant bills today?
Yammering and muttering? I didn't. I saw something recently where somebody was talking about Hugh Grant and started stuttering like that. I remember it was a cartoon, like a Family Guy with Hugh Grant in it or something. I never really picked up on that before. If you had said, does Hugh Grant stutter a lot, I would have said, not that I'm aware of.
It was only in the, like, Four Weddings and a Funeral and whatnot, where he was the... It seems like he had a brief career as the leading man who was always just kind of perpetually flustered, and then the rest of his career has been kind of playing an arrogant douchebag who either does or doesn't get his comeuppance.
Huh. What was he in Love Actually? I think he was neither.
Yeah, he was kind of steady in that one, I guess. He's the exception that proves the rule, because...
What about music and lyrics?
That would fall under the category of movies I haven't seen.
Yeah. It's, I don't know why, but I've managed to see it like 3 times without really trying. I can't get enough of Hugh Grant romantic comedies.
Right.
I don't know what it is. You know, he just completes me.
I didn't mind, I honestly didn't mind either of the Bridget Jones movies.
I haven't seen either of them, so.
That was alright.
Stick It says, Bitching Rocket? Okay, presumably meaning, like, can you make a bitchin' rocket? I guess I have a bitchin' meat car. It's like, you know, like really angry arugula.
Is that what rocket is?
I believe that it is. I believe that rocket is just what those crazy Brits call arugula.
And there was some salad that, or some menu that we were looking at in London that had a salad on it, that all of the ingredients were things I had no idea what they were. Except, like, somehow I'd heard that aubergine and eggplant were the same. But then it was, like, rocket and spickles and gremlins and...
aubergine is eggplant?
Yeah. I kind of wanted to order it just to see what the hell it was. And, yeah, everything came with rocket.
Eruca sativa, also known as arugula or rocket.
Hmm. Arugula is far more fun to say than rocket. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you can't go wrong with the, you know, the Def Leppard reference. Let's see. Alibit 15 says, is there a hardcore-only trophy that has been implemented but not discovered yet? Yes or no? Either yes or no. Correct. Oken says, can we get Hodgman's Madness as a chat effect? And also, did you see the new gameplay footage for Fallout 3? I did, and I'm, I've gone from cautious optimism to cautious pessimism.
I'm glad that you're cautious in your pessimism, though.
The thing is, all of the gameplay footage of Fallout 3 in that video was stuff that I kind of... I realized that to most people, the actual going out and shooting stuff in the wasteland is the most interesting part. But to me, the most interesting part is, like, you know, scavenging items and stuff and then taking them back to town and trading them for stuff or building stuff with them.
Right.
And so it was not... That preview was not showcasing parts of the game that I really cared about. You know, I kind of... I watched the Diablo 3 gameplay trailer wishing that I could freeze frame and actually look at, like, the inventory screen and the character sheet and stuff. It was too blurry. Let's see. Fenildar says, I know old Mr. Store items will most likely never get reintroduced, and I'm fine with that, but I like thinking of ways to do it as a mental exercise to see if there actually is a good way. I thought of one that sounds good conceptually. An account deletes itself and sends his entire terrarium into a specified person's, and if any familiars both and any familiars both characters have are deleted. What?
Yeah, what?
This wouldn't cause an influx of rare items in the mall messing with investors and would have very little dent because the only traffic would be from unused multis that their mains gave Mr. Store items for some weird reason. But an account with a Mr. Store familiar in a terrarium will never get deleted. So that plan wouldn't work anyway. Presumably he means that if both characters had a familiar that one of them would, you know, you wouldn't end up with two of one familiar. In the terrarium, and that happened. And then he said, I was playing Fallout again recently, and I noticed something. One of the most RPG-iest of RPGs isn't a game Jick would like. He would get angry a few minutes in and leave because he made his character wrong, got stuck in a room because his ally is standing in a doorway or something. He would really hate Fallout 2 because the opening tutorial thing is very easy to lose with a small bit of bad RNG. What great games has Jick spurned because he has no patience for things that are done wrong? There have been games like Far Cry that I would have dropped in the first hour or so, but I made myself keep going and enjoyed it later on. Jick should do that more. I mean, it's our donation money that allows Jick to go buy games at full price, play for a half hour, and leave, and he might have fun. Yeah, I mean, I can't think, even at times when, you know, my budgetary constraints allowed me to buy one computer game every couple of months, I still didn't spend a lot of time playing games that I didn't like. So, I don't know. You know, I can't point to any specific... I actually played several hours into Fallout and Fallout 2 and stopped not because I was frustrated, but because I was bored. Hmm. And that's, you know, those games I paid $10 for, you know, so I was like, whatever. But, you know, I can look past... Fallout, the kind of atmosphere of it allows me to look past a lot of frustrating things. But once the atmosphere is no longer enough to keep the gameplay from being boring, then it's not really doing anyone any good, you know?
Yeah.
Build a Cat says, I think you either need to rename or make a bigger asshat and call it the Ghetto Booty Beret.
What is it with people continually asking for a booty beret? Did I miss something?
I
think Build a Cat's the only one who's been doing that. But,
okay. you probably missed
if
something.
If a booty beret was something that existed in the world already, mm-hmm. then the Ghetto Booty Beret would be clever. But, meh. Nah.
Cherry Pie says, I just bought a shirt, but I can't use it. Why is this? Because you don't know where your torso is. It's like knowing where your towel is. Only you have to be slightly less hoopy. Istanbul says, I have both a question and a comment for you. Question, August item of the month coming out on time. History has proved that it did. And a comment, Dark Knight was actually darker than the Batman comic.
It was certainly darker than any Batman comic I've read.
Oh, yeah? I haven't read any Batman comics.
Huh.
Let's see. Dryhead says, how come the new expanded mountains are one row smaller than all the other areas? Well, except the campground, but that's a little iffy anyway. Well, it's, you know, the others went from 3x3 to 4x4 and then went to from 4x4 to 4x5, I think, at some later point. At least the plains and the woods did that. The desert I tend to think of as being a tall zone, but the mountains I don't. I don't know why. We didn't need that much room for future stuff in the mountains anyway, because the mountains were sort of less crowded than other zones got. Istanbul says, will there ever be a way to heal a monster? I can think of some places where it would be convenient. Will there ever be a way to heal a monster? probably not some generalized way to heal whatever monster that you're fighting.
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine some sort of combat sometime in the future where you had to heal a monster to accomplish something.
It should be a Gila monster that has to happen with.
That's true.
It would be interesting to have that be a downside to a weapon, that it increased your hit points, but it also increased the monster's hit points or something.
Mm.
Fun.
Just a pole of combat extension. A cord. Some sort of cord of combat extension.
Mm.
Reifter says, would it be possible for future clan dungeons to require multiple people fighting the last boss? For example, you could have one class be required to do something to the boss in order for someone else to land a hit or something. I don't know how you could... And it goes on. Yeah, we have plenty of ideas for ways to involve multiple people in a boss fight. Some you know, cools. It was important with Hobopolis that it be possible to solo it, and I haven't decided yet whether it's going to be important in all future clan dungeons for one person to be able to play through them.
Uh-huh.
You know, so Hobopolis is definitely harder, and you don't get to do every last thing, and there's definitely going to be more of that. You know, there's going to be more stuff where cooperation gives you added benefit, but a boss that actually required multiple people to kill would basically make it so, you know, one person clans would never be able to beat that boss without, you know, having somebody come in. And I don't know that there's necessarily anything wrong with that, you know, because they're there to encourage camaraderie and cooperation. And so, you know, I just haven't decided. But we've got several sort of specific ideas about ways in which boss fights like that would work. I kind of like the idea of the boss fight just being really, really difficult, unless a boss fight that's made, you know, like 10% as difficult as it normally is by having multiple people cooperating on the fight.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that would be a way to make it soloable. You know, sorry, you have to be level 50 to beat this if you want to do it, if you're doing it by yourself. You know. Istanbul says, will the other post-quest friars ever do anything more relevant? As it stands, I can't imagine anyone using a friar's blessing other than Brother Corsican's. Well, so just use Brother Corsican's, you know.
Maybe other people are more imaginative than you are.
Yeah, that could be. Wolfen says, I want to know if Chick and Scully think the Bad Penguin is powerful enough currently, or if they think it's almost equal to a normal familiar. It's definitely more powerful than a normal combat familiar. So I think it's fine the way it is.
I think
I don't really recommend complaining about it.
Yeah, I think that complaints about the relative power of Mr. Store items versus other Mr. Store items are pretty misguided. I mean, complaints about the power of Mr. Store items versus the power of normal items that have been introduced in the game 2 years later are also complaints we're not that interested in hearing.
Yeah.
So. What can we do?
I mean, nobody...
I like that you said, pretty much, nobody guarantees that this is going to be an ass-kicking, powerful item for as long as the game exists. Just that it's going to be very powerful in the game context when you pick it up.
Or even very interesting, you know? I mean, we're not really beholden to any sort of, this grants you some really serious game advantage thing. We tend to do that because that makes it more popular, you know, and when we can do both, you know, with the June Ultra Content Familiars, we are excited about that. We're certainly not going to do that every month, for Christ's sake. But yeah, you know. I'm pleased with the response to the Cotton Candy Carney in the forums, because it's, you know, it was very much a back to basics, definitely not optimal for Ascension, let's see how people feel about, you know, the fact that it's not necessarily the greatest thing since sliced bread, and overall the response has been very positive, and that makes me really happy. Gives me a lot of faith in the capacity for disappointment of the player base.
Yeah, I was also pleased just the way that the people who weren't into it just said, you know, this is, it's really neat that they're doing something that's simple like that, I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
Instead of this thing's horrible.
Yeah, there was not a single person saying that we shouldn't have done it, and that is awesome. I don't know, maybe people are still just happy with us because they're riding the high from Hobopolis.
Hmm.
We need to do something really disappointing.
Let's roll out an S13 again.
Sweet.
Maybe we should roll the entire game back to an S11 and then roll an S13 out again.
That'd be awesome. Baby Scarface says, or Baby Scarf Ace, maybe, says, it looks like normal hobos have a lower nickel drop rate than the elemental ones. Is this supposed to be? Yeah, probably. I can imagine doing that because there are so many more of the normal hobos than there are the elemental ones. Let's see if that's actually even true. No, that's not true. Yeah. Okay, well, I can see why I would have done that, but I didn't. Enemy Lasagna says, when will we be seeing the Dunarism Spungen? Hey guys, could you make it so all the dungeons are found underneath the Ghost of the English Language? Makes sense, seeing as they're all based off literature, except the NetHack one, which is just grammatical symbols. If so, then maybe some sort of quest for the Ghost of the English Language could be made, and if you were to do this, the Daily Dungeon, which wouldn't fit, could be moved to the mountains to either be next to or part of the Hall of Legends of the Times of Old. We got plans. We got plans within plans. We got wheels within wheels, man. We're like the fucking Houses of the Landsrad. The Dunarism Spungen, you know, as soon as there are about 30 times as many ideas as there are now for the Dunarism Spungen, then that'll be a Dunarism Spungen.
I think the ideas we have now are that one.
We know that it would be called the Dunarism Spungen.
Yeah, that's pretty much as far as we got.
Yeah. You would find a treasure chest filled with matte feet.
Yeah, I think we came up with that idea. I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if there was a dungeon that was all Spoonerisms? And then after a while, we're like, no. No, it really wouldn't. So we stopped.
I mean, I think it'd be possible for us to come up with a bunch of funny Spoonerisms, but, the things that we decide to work on that even in the first 10% of the work is like pulling teeth, those aren't going to tend to be things that end up being very good, I don't think.
Yeah.
GigaShadow555 says, so what was your favorite part of Comic-Con, guys? My favorite part was playing the new Castlevania game on the DS.
Talking to Lore, I thought that was pretty awesome.
See, you like people, I like machines.
Yeah, meeting Lore and XKCD guy and Christopher Moore. Those were my highlights.
I didn't get to meet any of those people except Lore. Fineldar says, are there plans of making books for the bookshelf that are not items of the month? It seems wrong that non-donators and such don't get to see such a novel mechanic.
Oh,
how droll, he says. He actually says how droll. You know, we've talked about that, but it's like, it seems, putting in a tome that was, you know, significantly less powerful than Snow Cones, that dropped as a game item, just, I don't know, man. I'm not entirely sure it's a good thing, and I'm not entirely sure it's a bad thing, you know, we definitely tossed around the idea, but, you know, where would it go, and what would its relative power level be, and if it was something, you know, it seems like it'd be something that you would want to be fairly rare, fairly difficult to get, But then it needs to be something less powerful than snow cones, or else it's kind of a slap in the face to people who bought that item of the month. Not that, you know, we're not going with what Scully just said about we have the right to introduce stuff later that's more powerful than old items of the month, just because there's going to be that creep in any game that's based around making numbers bigger. Someday, either a good enough idea for that will present itself that we will do it, or you know, it won't, and that'll determine whether we do it or not. You know, it's not just saying, oh, yeah, we should definitely do that, is not something that I'm ready to do right now. Mad Surgeon says, thanks so much for the birdie update. I love bird form, and this will make things much more convenient. Ponjo says, so guys, have you ever gone on a cruise? I just got back from my first one. I've never been on a cruise. You ever been on a cruise?
No, I've never even been cruising.
GigaShadow555 says, Jick, just download comic books like the rest of us lazy folk. I didn't even think about that. I bet you can get comic books on Usenet.
I think that would be just astoundingly unsatisfying.
You think?
Yeah, to me, comic books are very, very tied into their physical media.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine reading them off the screen. But then I can't imagine reading a novel off the screen either.
I never have read a book. You know, I read maybe the first third of the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin on the PC, because it was just right there, you know? And that's the most that I ever read, and it's still the fact that it was on the PC stopped me from going back and finishing it. I was, you know, tempted to just find a copy of it in a bookstore somewhere if I wanted to. So yeah, never gone on a cruise. Gentleman Zombie says, the Drowsy Sword wants us to imagine what happens if it awakens. Is there any way to do this, or will there ever be? Yeah, I can't believe nobody's figured out how to wake up the Drowsy Sword yet. Well, I mean, part of it is that you have to use the smelling salts in the sunken chest.
Right.
They're smelling sea salts. GigaShadow555 says, hey, Jick, if you don't like dinosaur comics, why is there that one island that references it? Because Riff wrote that? That's why. Trail Mix says, Scully would totally be the bottom.
That's bullshit. I think we would arm wrestle for the privilege, and Jick would lose. Or win, whichever one gets to be on the bottom.
Fineldar says, when's The Swamp coming out? I think you said after Comic-Con, or that might have been for NS13 2 years ago, before it even had the name NS13. You always say after Comic-Con. Well, everything always comes out after some Comic-Con.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited that Gen Con's happening. We're going to get to spend another weekend hanging out.
That's the truth. And maybe we'll get to play Dungeons & Dragons with some neckbeards.
Awesome. I've never actually played any Dungeons & Dragons at all.
Did you get my email, speaking of which, about the vampire?
Yeah. I will look
through. Do you still have those?
I'll look through my memory drawer and see if I kept any of my notebook pages. I know that I have a Word perfect document that has everything typed out, but I think the original had illustrations.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Relaxing but Deadly says, hi, Jick. Ever think about making the three wormwood equipment pieces into an outfit? We did, and I think Scully came up with a name for it, and then we just never did it. And Drunken Irishman points out a brick in Hanks that gives away a leaflet secret word. I should get rid of that. God, I'm glad we don't have to look through those fucking bricks anymore. I'm going to make a note of that to get rid of that. The Tort of Looney says, why is the clan basement 4x4 so huge compared to the rest of the clan rooms 3x3? Well, because it's underneath the whole clan hall. You know?
Yeah. What?
Right at 42 says, how about a monkey grip skill for muscle classes? Being able to hold a two-handed weapon in one hand seems like a muscular trait. Yeah. They're adding that to World of Warcraft in this expansion, I think, and I think there's that Dungeons & Dragons talent that lets you do it. But, I don't know. I don't imagine that we will do that.
Even if we needed to spice up the Turtle Tamers a little bit. Of course, that would lead to people having a two-handed weapon in each hand.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I suppose getting a skill that allowed you to equip a two-handed weapon just in your main hand might be. I would want that to be a reward for something pretty significant that you've done. So, because that would, I feel like that would have the potential to be very, very ascension relevant, but maybe not. Maybe I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Ponjo says, "Hey guys, when I who is Radio Bugbear, why does it say sometimes you ask the bar, sometimes dot dot dot?" I don't know.
Isn't that just because that's Radio Bugbear's custom title?
Is it?
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so here's some of last week's stuff. GigaShadow555 says, "Oh god, just thinking about Twilight makes my brain hurt."
What's Twilight?
That was the book that I was talking about last show. There's like five of them, and they're each 800 pages long, and they just read like 12-year-old fan fiction. Vampires and, you know, "I am a dark, broody vampire. I must fall in love with you. Oh, but I can't. Oh, but I'm so gloomy. Oh, okay."
No Hurt Me says, "All of Salvatore's Drizzt books are like that. They're addictive as hell." Yeah, it's weird, man. Does not seem like the kind of thing that I would have been into, but I keep on reading it. Grimtooth says, "Any idea when you'll introduce a new tome item of the month? Will it be this year?" It might be. No Hurt Me says, "Any thoughts on higher-powered turtle helmets for Turtle Tamer's Headbutt Attack? They pretty much stop once or becomes available." Yeah, I don't know. We kind of, you know, one day, sure, there'll be higher-powered turtle helmets. El Tracero says, "Can we get a chef's hat to drop in the kitchens? In the knob kitchens? Are there not?"
Wouldn't there be
chef hats dropping in there?
Or are they
possible? It's possible that there aren't. Let's see. Cobb's Knob kitchens. Yeah, no chef's hats dropping there. That's probably okay. Those areas get pretty heavily farmed for the stuff that's in them, and yeah. You want to take a music break?
Yeah, I think it's about time. We'll be back then in, like, let's call it 15.
Okay.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong? just like me. Don't you be sad, don't know what fun like me.
Like me,
We're back in black. Holy God. That was kind of a busy little musical break for me. And just carried a washing machine. Well, you know, I was one of a two-man team carrying a washing machine down a flight of stairs.
Huh.
And those things, they aren't light.
Well, we should just keep running through questions, man.
Yeah, dude. Let's
Giga Shadow 555 says the American Godzilla is why Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. I agree.
Well, it's Japan's fault for having an army of psychics, really.
Yeah. Let's see. Joe Zombie excited about some sort of massive action game from Sony. Mm-hmm. Thor D'Antrell says, the reason Ari Salvatore's writing is the way it is because he felt the same way writing it that we feel when we read it. He's just as excited. Maybe so. Gentleman Zombie says, why does the game prevent you from attacking your own clanmates? Because, I don't know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Ashlon says, the imaginary hamster artwork, best artwork in the game. Thank you. Fred Levi says, hey, Jay and S, if one of you was a werewolf and the other was a vampire, who would be what? I'd probably be the werewolf.
Yeah, I've got the, I have more brooding skills than Jake, although I have a lot more body hair. So you think that would be more werewolfish? I think we can both agree that were one of us a werewolf and one a vampire, we would have some kind of tragic romance.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Which one of the eight guys that looked exactly the same in Underworld was the one who was a vampire-werewolf hybrid?
I think it was the dude who was on Party of Five by the end of the movie. I described that movie to people as, okay, so at the beginning there's this, like, 10-minute action sequence where everybody's running and shooting guns, but it's kind of boring because you don't know who anybody is and you don't know why they're fighting and you don't really care. Then at the end, they do the exact same thing with the exact same problem. I was not able to keep any of those people straight. It would be kind of fun to have a werewolf and a vampire and a tragic bromance.
Bromance, huh?
He wants to go to the gym with him. But it's daytime. He wants to go to the football game, but there's a full moon. What else?
Multi says, you'll be happy to know that there is an Urban Dictionary entry for yellow snowball.
Is it when you fuck the clit?
Probably. Monopoly Man 001 says, if you reflood the sewers in Herbopolis before you distribute the loot, is the loot lost or does it stay in the basement? You can't flood the sewers with undistributed loot. Istanbul says, could Stuffed Hodgman be a free pull? Just remove his auto cell or whatever. He keeps me company. He's my only true friend. Lil Haji is so optimal. Yeah. I guess it could be. I don't know. Are there stuffed animals free pulls? I don't think that they are. No Hurt Me says, any plans to implement Children's Meal of the Damned? And again, one of those things that eventually, it seems like a really good idea, and eventually we'll think of something for it.
Well, we were going to do that whole Voltron familiar, which I think we did something similar with the
with the cyborg toys. Yeah. Gentleman Zombie says, in the Pokemon games, the monsters do a little dance animation before you fight them. Would you ever think about doing that with any monsters? Ultra rares. They do a little dance before, during, and after the fight. Cloud Strife says, can we have a slash assholes function to let us see who is on our, or see who on our ignore list is online? Nope. If you want to know when they're online, don't put them on your ignore list. Need Money 90 says, once there are no more of the limited time familiar hatchlings, will they be brought back in any way? Nope.
Nay,
Elric the Stupid says Ratsworth avatar slash tattoo. No, he doesn't really have an outfit, you know. Clackling says, hey guys, you had mentioned you were thinking about putting cards in the Gen Con bags with item codes on them. You still doing that? Yes, that is done, as far as I know. At least it better be. Kerberbowl says, old Scratch a salad fork and Frosty's Frosty Mug. Placeholder text? Actually said Frosty's Frosty Bug. That should be gone now. Creamy Ass says, why does bat gut drop from the pine bats? Unless the pine scent of car air fresheners comes from bat guts. What a secret! I'll be rich! That does. Rom says, hey, you should check out the TV Tropes wiki. Seems like something you may like. I do like it. At tvtropes.org. That's a good website. Although I've had to stay away from it lately because I feel like it's going to have a lot of Buffy spoilers on it. Speaking of which, oh man, towards the end of the fifth season... Huge spoiler. It would have been a spoiler. My wife got spoiled on it ahead of time.
Yeah. What, the deal with Don?
No. The deal with Joyce.
Oh, yeah. That is a hell of an episode.
Then the next one, I fell asleep in the middle of the episode after that. I need to watch it again today.
Oh, no, yeah, the episode where that happens, that's just... I think, a clear example of why that show should have won Emmys, even though it was about vampires.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Gravinilvec76 says, you're fighting pantsless TJ Durden, whose pants are indestructible. Yeah, his pants are indestructible wherever they may be. Jedi Fanatic says, a suggestion I'd like to make is putting a confirmation request on throwing out mushroom spores. No, because you can get rid of spores once you've... Oh, well, you mean picking them up and throwing them away. I see what you're saying. Show the Bandit says, have you guys considered doing, like, a year's worth of items of the month at once so you can focus on other stuff? I tried to do a month's worth of items of the month ahead of time, and didn't really work out. Yeah, it kind of did. There was very little work to do at the end. Something about that deadline just makes us work, you know? Mm-hmm. And so...
And the problem with doing it in advance is we don't really know how the game is going to evolve. Like, between like, maybe May and September, we know, but not between January and December, surely.
Yeah. Blinding Phil says, can we have a foreign chat channel, one where people who want to speak different languages can go to do that? Please? Thanks.
Yeah, apparently we're supposed to revisit the edict that it's totally okay for people to speak in foreign languages in normal chat. I still kind of think it's totally okay for people to speak foreign languages in chat, and if chat is getting all head up about it, then maybe they should chill out.
Yeah, that's kind of my take, too. Maybe being around here just made us all tolerant of bilingualism.
Good God.
Bilingualisticity.
Bilingualism, I think, would do it.
Dr. Van Mojo says, I've asked this before, and everybody seems to think it would be a neat idea, but could there be a piece of equipment that gives intrinsic teleportitis? Possibly a Dungeons of Doom ring? If you don't want to put it in the zap rotation, you could make it part of a DoD semi-rare adventure. I'd really enjoy doing a run where every turn was spent with teleportitis. And that's actually a pretty good idea. Although, the semi-rare, I guess it might be... We haven't done any semi-rare gear.
Right.
As a joke, I guess it'd be better than the Dungeons of Doom not having a semi-rare at all. Mm-hmm. Or do they have a semi-rare? They do not have a semi-rare. Hmm. Captain Kirk says, Naughty Paper Shurikens don't seem to de-pants hobos. Don't hobos wear pants? Well, some of them, but not the pantsless ones.
Mm-hmm.
Bob221 says, guys, what's the bub's ass? The question is, how big? And the answer is infinitely.
Right. So Happy Dance says, fighting an angry pinata with the staff of the Teapot Tempest gives a lying combat message. You pretend it is a pinata. Your repeated whacking fails to yield any candy, sadly. Yeah, I'm sure that's a generic staff text message, and I should include a special case for the pinata. So you pretend it is a pinata. It isn't particularly hard to do so.
Let's see. Ermom's face says, what has 8 hairy legs in a textual description and 6 in a drawing? That's right, the spider gremlin. Also, what has 8 beers? That's right, a 6-pack. Lespector says, this is sort of petty, but could the Heartbreakers Hotel isn't open yet message page have a link back to Hades? Yeah, it probably should.
Bonus points for the buried pun.
A deadhead says... the description of Travels with Jerry, one of the Hobo Skill Giving books, mentions the hippie following a jam band. Shouldn't this be a rock band? No. Cyber34 says, what exactly is it that Richard is holding? It is a poorly drawn wrench.
I don't want to be your poorly drawn wrench.
Ishanbul says, why doesn't the tuxedo shirt give a bonus to adventures obtained from Vespers? That would make sense. Nightball says, just to clear things up, the Or Are You Goy was a cut of going to not add anything else, not a horrible misspelling of Or Are You Gay? Because homophobia is bad, kids. I just thought you were asking if we were Goy.
Mm-hmm. Like not Jewish?
Yeah. A deadhead says, I got 3 hobos with Knight as a last name in a row. Scully or Scully's mom must have been busy.
Are we short on last names in the hobo text?
I don't think so. I believe that there are many dozens. I keep thinking that I should go in and just add more stuff to a lot of those lists, because I'm sure that given enough time away from it, we could probably add 10 or 20 new elements to every one of those lists.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also don't know that that's what... Unnamed Hobo says, so I took a look at your Choose Your Own Adventure. Is this intentional? In Section 12. To hang around a little longer, go to Section 12. I think that's probably intentional.
Obviously and demonstrably intentional.
Istanbul asks if we can get a swarid of inaccurate spelling.
Boy, the answer to the question, how could you possibly make something more annoying than the sword behind an appropriate preposition?
Just randomly changes letters. Bazfum says the iPhone does have Bluetooth, so happy douchebaggery. No. My iPhone doesn't have the new one.
Tell me you didn't run out and get a 3G.
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Now,
The World of Square says, Hobopolis is very grindy when you do it solo. Arrgh!
Find some friends, Paul.
Charlie Brown. Let's see. The World of Square says, Dear Jake, you always say that HP is common and MP is scarce. What do you mean by this? HP and MP are both available to a decent level player for 40 points per turn. MP you can actually get 80 per turn. Doesn't anyone just rest at the campsite when they are wounded? Probably not, but there are so many things that will fully heal your hit points. And, you know, like the Scrolls of Drastic Healing will fully heal your hit points and half the time don't even get consumed. So that's what I mean by HP being a lot less scarce than MP. Rick Fuel says, we need a way to organize our tattoo list so we can see which ones we're missing. Huh.
Do you want people to know which ones they're missing?
I don't know. Be interesting. Kelladrin says, Jick, when you've been talking about account item options for more categories in the inventory, it makes me think of ARC inventory for World of Warcraft. It lets you divide up your inventory into arbitrary categories, much like the display case in KOL. In fact, the idea of being able to create display case shelves in the normal inventory fills me with OCD-fueled glee. Is it possible, perhaps in the low-bandwidth/thick-clan inventory page of the future? I don't know about that.
I think that's where we kept coming back to, where we kept coming... When we
but not necessarily letting people define their own categories, but just adding any categories that made sense, you know, as optional ones. He says, also, I've been looking around at things for your buzz problem, and it seems like one way to go is a mic preamp for each mic you have, which will boost the signal to the level your mixer needs. Problem is that most of these preamps are either home-built or rather expensive. You also have to make sure that it supplies the 5 volts that your mics probably need to run. Your mics, not you mics. Sigh. I don't know. Do headset mics for computers require any voltage to run? Because they're not getting any from anywhere.
Right.
So, you know. One of these days, I guess, we have to just go all Amplitude or iSpeculum or ColMoD and use real microphones. But I don't want to.
So, did you know about Tron 2?
I got Rickrolled repeatedly trying to find a trailer. I did hear about it, yeah.
I guess that John Lasseter from Pixar is the guy who's spearheading the project, and the original screenwriter is hard at work on doing it. So, that's kind of interesting. I wouldn't really be excited about that if it were anybody but that group working on it. Because otherwise,
yeah,
it would just kind of be like Lost Boys 2 kind of thing.
I gotta imagine that Pixar could make Tron in like 10 minutes.
Right.
You know?
Because the original Tron barely had any computer animation in it. It was mostly drawn or rotoscoped live action stuff?
I feel like there was a lot of footage was computer generated. I'm saying it was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it took a long time for them to render it at the time, but I feel like Pixar could simulate that in real time. You know? I mean, Tron 2.0 basically looked like the movie, the video game looked like the movie, and it was rendered in real time with a fairly cheap video card 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine being stoked about that. It's got Jeff Bridges in it too, right?
I think the trailer had him in it.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, especially if it's Jeff Bridges as the dude. We don't go to the game grid on Shabbos.
And my roommate bought a rug, and without thinking about it and without irony, he was talking about how it really ties the room together. And just kept talking about it until I stood on the rug and unzipped my fly, and then he got it.
Jacquemino says, can you make it so you're not allowed to fight a black pudding if you have no HP, much like when you lack adventures? That is a good plan, actually, because that entering a fight when you have zero hit points kind of fucks it up. I know, because I accidentally do it all the time when I'm doing my slash fight and then the name or monster ID of a monster in order to test stuff. I can do all kinds of stuff from chat, people. I can do all kinds of stuff from crazy people, voodoo people.
I saw Up with crazy people, voodoo people, and that was kind of fun. They just, there was a bunch of people sitting in chairs with voodoo dolls, and they made us dance. It was kind of neat.
Huh. And then they played musical chairs while you were dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Poncho Sweater says, I've been running on autopilot at the castle for a good while now, and I've yet to score the semi-rare. Is it because of Mafia, or is there a limit of semi-rares? Well, you can't get the same semi-rare twice in a row, so that's probably what you're running into. Spleen Master says, fighting in Hobopolis, drop rate on Nichols is better with a Mr. A Jr. equipped than with old soft shoes. Bug, or am I missing something? Huh. I suppose it's possible that the old soft shoes aren't working properly, but... I don't know. Toonami says, ugh, you're killing us today. Everyone wants to ascend on Boris, but we all still want to wait for that shiny item of the month tonight. Doesn't it suck when you have so many things that you want to do that you can't decide what kind of fun to have?
Yeah, I hate options.
Drakefly says, items that reduce MP cost by some percentage, maybe for attack spells only and on a chef staff to avoid abuse. Thought about that, because MP reduction items either have to be ridiculously overpowered at the low end or sort of useless at the high end, and that's kind of an issue. Nicodemus says, other games have figurative meat shields. Don't you think KOL should have literal meat shields? Talk about that a lot, too.
Maybe that should be a feature of the clan dungeons, being able to use one of your clanmates as a human shield.
That'd be awesome. Have we ever said that adventurers are made out of the same kind of meat as other monsters?
We have said that it's difficult to discern what the meat is and what the decomposing adventurer is.
Okay.
So, it's close enough, I think.
GigaShadow555 says, is it just me or has Yahtzee stopped being as entertaining lately? I don't think I laughed once at the one about E3. I haven't found him to be any less entertaining.
I don't think I've watched any of the recent ones. But no, the last one I saw was pretty funny.
I don't know, it's not really a laugh out loud kind of thing for me. Phil the Shopper says, none of those are hat rack familiar. How about a weapon stand familiar that you can equip with weapons? We might do something like that at some point in the future. We've got a few ideas along those lines. Noah Nam says, real cloaca cola. What?
Delicious.
What is this? I don't understand. I don't understand this website at all. This is some strange ass art, is what this is. Uritsui says, is it possible for us to have a perma-equip option for familiar equipment? For example, I wish to equip my little box of fireworks regardless of the familiar I choose. Like a checkbox next to the equipment at the top of the terrarium page to keep the equipment when changing familiars. I can see why somebody would want that. That is something that I might consider having Zeno do. Because... it would be handy, I can imagine, for a lot of people. Uh, Buzz Bob says, you misspelled hobos several times in Hobopolis, and now hobes cannot be found on the wiki except on the Bounty Hunter Hunter page. Please fix. Fix plus.
I think for a while I was spelling the plural of hobo with an E.
Huh. I don't know if I do or not.
Then I looked it up and saw that, no, it shouldn't have any in it. But.
Oh. Well, I mean, if BlizzBob, if you have specific places where you see that, then let us know and we'll fix it. Food Bar Baz Cuck says, I'm a turtle tamer wearing pyretic panhandler paraphernalia. I can start trash fires even though I don't have any of the other bonuses from the outfit. Is this a bug or a feature? That's a feature. I didn't figure... I figured it was a little too punitive to make it... to make that not work. I mean, I guess it's not really punitive, but... I figured why not make that work, so... Mistress of the Obvious says, hi there, loving the Hobopolis content, kudos on that. Curious if we might see another familiar in there sometime. Maybe a hobo pack rat? Kind of like the monkey, only items instead.
Meh.
Well, kind of like the monkey, only items instead would be the jumpsuit and hound dog, so... not that, exactly. Noah Nams goes, dear Jick, I want another plague, I missed the Grey Plague, and I want another. Do your worst. Did you watch Dr. Horrible yet? I did not. And do you recommend that I should read Freakonomics? Yeah, because it'll only take you, like, half an hour to read the entire book. Let's see. LSK says, Spice's message has extra quotation marks. Quote, quote, you shake some spices into your opponent's eyes, doing one damage, he winces, quote. That's weird.
I liked it better when it was Day Wences.
Yeah. Made a lot more sense that way. Let me see if something got fucked up in there. Spices. Look at the code. Aha. Yeah, weird. There were totally some quotes there. Only one quote, though. Okay, that should be fixed now. Oxymoron 92993 says, what happens if you log out during combat with the last hobo in Hobopolis Town Square? No one else can fight him and it would cause big problems. We have dealt with that. Just so you know. Data Vortex says, responding to last week's show, I can confirm that at least some people who got their KOL Con 4 item did not get shiny certificates of participation. Thanks. Well, if that has happened to you, then let us know, and we can check you against the list and make your certificate shiny. Or just come to KOLCon 5. I'm hoping to have the reg packs in the store tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be off the hizzy, Mr. Skullhead.
Yes. Do you know if Zlania has talked to our other artist?
I believe so, yeah. She's hoping to confirm everything tomorrow.
Nice.
She's hoping to have written everybody checks tomorrow so they can no longer say no.
Is that all it takes?
I guess.
Huh.
And then he says, idea for a new Doppelshifter variant. This is still Data Vortex. Familiar that changes to have the properties of an existing familiar for 45 turns when fed a particular food or drink, like a cross between a comic chameleon and a green ghost. Huh. Ha ha.
Goodness.
That's, seems like that's kind of interesting.
That's cool, but it seems like it would be very difficult to determine... like, what familiar for what food? Or
yeah, I mean, we'd have to just kind of make it up. And, you know, it would be very hard to spread those out. You know, I mean, I suppose we could just make good foods, turn it into good Mr. Store familiars or whatever. But even then, I mean, it's like, I feel like it would bother somebody who bought, say, a penguin. If you could just feed this new thing a fettuccine in Kanu every 45 turns and have a penguin, you know?
Well, I hear the penguin isn't any good anymore.
Yeah.
So that's not really a problem.
It's Imba in a bad way. There's like Simba. Rusty Butter says, is there a reason that in certain side areas of Hobopolis you can adventure and get the all done message and others you cannot? Yeah, because some areas had other super likelies going on that interfered with my stupid plan for the way that those zones play out when they're finished. I've got a wiki item to fix that shit and make them all behave consistently. I just haven't gotten around to it because as it stands now, it's not that big of a deal. It's badly done, but it's only a little weird. It's just Momoka says, is the prequel Choose Your Own Adventure canon? I don't see why not.
Well, now that you've said that, somebody's going to say, well, this clearly is a contradiction in blah, blah.
I mean, it's canon, but keep in mind that it is in a slightly different quantum dimension than the existing KOL.
I would say it's canon to the other two Choose Your Own Adventures.
Ah, yes, there you go. Let's see. Minty Giant says, when you get the Phileas Foggy trophy, the accomplishment of drinking the thing displays hyphens in its name, but nowhere else. That's interesting. I just probably didn't know when I wrote that it had been put in without hyphens. Dermagus says, glimmering magpie feather for stealing a certain number of times in bird form. That's kind of funny, actually. Because magpies are thieves.
They're thieves?
Yeah. Dev Vernon says, the Elvibrato punch cards are displaying effects instead of a number of holes. What? Since when? Let me take a look at that. That's weird. They don't look like that to me. Maybe that's a Grease Monkey script. In fact, I think that's a Grease Monkey script. I think this has come up before. Lumach says, will you make bricks tradable? Aren't they?
Yeah, they're totally tradable. You have to send them airmail, but they're tradable.
Oh, I see. All right, I gotcha. Odegan says, I just did a pacifist tourist run. Go me. Huzzah. Psychosis 730 says, your ultra rare mechanic managed to give me a Bacula encounter on my birthday the other day. Best present ever. That's awesome.
I take it you won the Bacula encounter then.
Okay. Swine says, why does the spooky temple map lead me to the hidden temple? And no, it's not because I touch myself at night. I only do that during the day due to scheduling conflicts. Okay.
Well, once you figure out where it is, it's not that spooky anymore. It's also not true. Hidden anymore, but we're talking about hidden to other people.
I mean, I was afraid that if we put hidden temple map, that people would be like, it's not hidden, I have it right here.
We'd be all, shut up.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, on the undistributed loot drop-down menus, could you please have it default to select a player like most drop-downs in the game and not the player who spent the most turns in the dungeon? Make misclicks much less painful and wouldn't require anything clunky like a confirm box. Done! Let's see. Temporary Man says, has anyone ever told you the wooden figurine looks like Conan? Yeah. Gloob says, how come the peach, plum, and pear from the level 12 hippie market don't have potions? Maybe they could adjust your portions of post-combat stat gains. Yeah, that was actually the exact idea I think that JLE had, or that somebody had, and JLE, either that or increasing the number of stat gains that you got in a particular substat. John Raman says, why couldn't it have been the cotton candy carny spelled with all K's? Ha ha ha. Uruzini says, two words, epic file, P-H-I-A-L. That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
But files are made with powders. Blizzbob says, here's an interesting idea. There's a quest at a very, very high level which reveals your mother's plot to have monsters terrorize the kingdom, which, as we know, uses you as a critical component. The monsters are the other one. Completing this very drawn-out and unnecessarily epic quest causes all combat adventures to stop occurring. Somehow this would be very, very epic and attract people. I don't know why. So, completing that quest causes all combat adventures to stop occurring for everyone.
Right.
That's great.
Well, no, because... it's multiple universes that are connected via wormholes at the mall and the clan hall. Right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I think it would be kind of entertaining to have, like, something that replaces the fight script with, you know, your skills turn into bear hug, tickle, fist bump.
We could make, like, a huggle bear shapeshift.
You are hanging out with a peaceful adding machine. Something tells me that would be a joke that would get less and less funny the more and more we poured time and resources into making it happen.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, great job on the new familiar, but I still think you guys should make an item called Dad Ass that stores MP, and whenever you need it, you tap Dad Ass.
Yep. Did you? I was amused by the T-shirt that I think Penny Arcade was selling that had the "I'd tap that."
Yeah, with
showing the card and the card sideways.
The card, yeah. Landar says, using a steel scented air freshener with 15 spleen already used tells me that it's bad for my spleen and will not let me get my spleen of steel. Yes, it does. Mike Liviar says, how does the ordering work on the fastest hobo runs in case of a tie? You know, I don't know. I don't know at all. I would basically have to pick some arbitrary... I mean, I guess the ordering it by the time that it went into the table would make sense, right? The first person to do a short run, I guess. I don't know. Monster says, whatever happened to some of those cool things you were planning to release, like the comic book and the documentary? I know you weren't fully in charge of those, but is either of those still in the works, or are they just forgotten? The documentary is still in the works. I talked to that guy a couple days ago. And the comic book, we just totally lost touch with the guy who wrote it, and so we were afraid to sell it.
Well, it also meant that... I mean, I'm sure that we could have sold it, and it wouldn't have been a problem, but it just meant that we couldn't have another one.
Yeah.
That the second issue would have been substantially different from the first, so we thought we might as well start at square one, or actually square zero, which is not having a comic book.
Yeah.
We're going to try and do some kind of KOL-based book. We have a couple of artists that we really like.
And comic book or a coloring book or maybe an activity book.
Ooh, and connect the dots and mazes and stuff.
Ooh, we could do the Sword and Martini guy in one of those grids that would let you draw your own Sword and Martini guy on the opposite page.
Yeah. That would be thrilling.
Activity my ass. A deadhead says, OMG, I just fought Rubbery Jerry Garcia the hobo. Thunder Girl says, why is there no indication in dungeon logs of scare hobos created? Because using scare hobos does not take a turn, and only things that add turns to the Hobopolis run show up in the log. I need to change that because everyone wants it to happen. Let's see. Linguini Lad says, could you guys make the Cotton Candy Carny always drop the items when my HP and MP are full instead of sometimes restoring my MP? It's pointless to get more MP if I'm full. Well, there are times... It's not just when they're full. It's when they're within a certain threshold of being full relative to how much MP or HP the guy would give you. And so it's a little more complicated than that. And also, sometimes it will decide to give you a drop, but since you've already gotten so many of those drops, it just adds MP instead. Because we didn't ever want it to be punitive for you to not get the drop. Because they get less and less likely for you to get them as you get more and more of them. So they work like a lot of the things that familiars drop. And the reason that it sometimes restores MP when it's full is because it was trying to drop one, but couldn't because you'd already dropped too many, or you'd already had too many drop. So just in case your MP wasn't full when that was going to happen, it still tries to restore some. Which is kind of like, better safe than sorry, so if it's not dropping an item, go ahead and act like a normal Ghoulwop would. So... LRPD says, hey, Jack and Scully, how do you like the name of my llama, and how do you feel about adding political jokes in KOL? I guess I'll look at LRPD's llama.
It's Barack Olama.
Barack Olama.
Which, gotcha. I'm down with that.
I don't know that that's a political joke.
No.
So.
I think it's a joke about the way words sound. Just reminds me of Lore's Save the Drama campaign. And they save the drama for Adama, save the drama for Obama. The posters, you know. I think that.
Yeah. Save the drama for Adama. I wish that I liked Battlestar Galactica.
I have finally downloaded the miniseries that started the thing to try and get into it, and we'll see if that happens.
Snuffstyle420 says, you've kept my hopes up for a year now, and I still see no pizza with everything on it. I demand this injustice be corrected. Any chance of there being Chinese food in the game that makes you hungry again after 30 minutes? Mm. Turmeric says, when I'm in restricted play, why can I play the MMG with Meat and Hank's, but not shop at the mall with Hank's Meat and have the items go directly to Hank? Because we don't want items going into Hank's via any other mechanism than Ascension. That's just one of my rules. Yeah. Not Snuffstyle 420 says, will chocolate lumps do anything ever again? Probably not. Shrewd 2 says, why isn't the effect doubled when you use two Cyclops eye drops, one for each eye? Well, the idea with KOL eye drops is that applying them applies them to both eyes at the same time.
Which, if somebody could figure out how to make that work in real life, they would be rich. Rich.
You think?
Off of me.
The Cyclops ones, it makes sense, though, because they're actually two spigots coming off the end of it, because Cyclopses have huge eyes, so you really need to wet two parts of it at once for it to be effectively whetted.
Like an appetite?
Yeah.
You threw the H in there, I'm just saying.
I did. Are we about ready to get gone?
We're close. I actually have to pick another song. I'm falling,
why is that?
Falling down on my professional DJ duties.
Yeah. Chemistron says, are there any other uses for duct tape that have not yet been discovered? I don't think so. Captain Spam says, when replacing the replacing of the combat bar for Form of Bird is nice, but since we can't edit it for the duration, can you add repeat last action to it? I can see how tough that would be for Zeno to do. I can see no reason not to, because it's not like we're going to fill it up.
Alright, ready to get
Alright,
I Speculum's on tap for right now, and let's tap us some I Speculum. We'll talk to you later, kids.
See you Thursday.
Good night.